divorce and marriage.
You want to bring me chelek beis?
So
bring me chelek beis. He asked the kasha. Then you ask the question.
He's like, it got such clarity.
He deals with it.
How could it be?
Nachon. Good. Slowly, slowly, slowly. You need a lot of background to understand this question. You need a lot of background to this question. You understand the answer to the question?
I know there's an answer.
Tavili chelek beis, and he has a whole chapter deals with that question. So you want me to give you the answer? I'm saying I told you where to go to get the answer to the question. So it falls into the same category of why is there a thing called davening and why is there a thing called ishtadlus? Same question. Okay. So the tzarich top. That's nachon. Let's bedyuk the subject. Let's bedyuk the subject.
No, you mind you hit me over. Everything just for me. Like we're speaking.
What do you mean it's just for you?
No, the shrine of Erlam thing. That was the
part. That's not where the question starts. Your question starts is that it's. The question was where's the room for divorce? In the Torah Marechet. In this Marechet, where's the room for divorce? So you asked the Kashim Chele Gimel. You asked the Kashim Chele Gimel as well. He's going to deal with the Kash of where's there room for tefillah? Where's there room for changing anything? If you just, whatever you get, you accept. You're Samach B'chelko, but get on with your life. Why are you davening to change something? What if it's somebody sick in hospital in Yerushalayim? Why are you davening for him? That's the best possible thing that can happen to you. We'll see when we get to Chalik Beis and Chalik Gimel, we'll deal with these problems. Okay? Slowly, slowly. I said, we'll get to the problems when we get there. When we get there, we'll deal with these issues. No, you have to, if you don't walk into these problems, you haven't got the tochen for you. You don't understand Mazeh B'tochen if you don't have these kashas. Sure, you have to have these kashas. Problem is, we'll have to deal with them in their place. When we start dealing with
Yisurim,
is Tfilah Sabotayah. Perechei is Yishtadlus. We'll see.
I asked a little bit earlier.
No, you asked a good question. No, it's late because we finished the Sefer a few months ago. Yeah. Either late or early, depends where you come into the system. For this round, you're a bit early. Late. Well, we'll get there.
Yes, you are.
Oh, so we spoke about Kiddushin, we spoke about Nisuin. Kiddushin, we said, you can Makadosh many people at once. That's what happened at Hasinai. Then you have Nisuin, which is the avoider afterwards of Kol Yochid V'Yochid to enter into the Chayne Yichud. Chayne Yichud, you only have one person at a time. Okay. Right at the bottom of Kuf Chaf Hey. Hagoyim Mivilna, Mazbel Apostle, and Shira Shirim, the Goyim Spirit, and Shira Shirim, the Shakeinim in his Shikais Pihu. Yeah, probably the most famous Apostle in Shira Shirim. The Shikais is Loshen Rabim. Stay in the Shikais. Yeah? Yeshakeini minashikos pihu. Minashikos is in the plural, two. What are the two nashikos, kisses? Shtei nashikos, yesh b'kesher shel anisuin, vein mitbatais shtei b'chinah shel kesher v'imun hadadi. They relate to the relationship of marriage, of nisuin, and they express two aspects of the relationship and the faithfulness between the parties. Ha'akas mochichal etzim yitziris hakesha omok b'nayim. The one, the shika, the one expression of faithfulness and relationship proves, reflects, just the etzim creation of a relationship, a deep relationship between them. Al-achibu hanitzchi, that eternal bond. V'ashnim alamedes shem einu poinim lemishu zulosom. The second one is that there's no one else. You can have the first one and not the second one. So you can't really, but I'm saying in theory, you could have the first, not the second one. You need both. There's only this one. Means there's this one, but there's only this one. You can have this one and another one. No, there's this one and only this one. Those are the foundation, the pillars of a marriage. And a shika rishoni keneged anoichi Hashem Elokecha. You should pick that up for you. You have to be told that. The first in the shika is anoichi Hashem Elokecha. You have a deep, fundamental relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah, but also a relationship with somebody else. Then comes along Lo Yelecha Elokim Achayim. Those are the two neshikas. The first one, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, Zu Shaiches Nitzchi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'am. And neshika Shni, who can say, Lo Yelecha Elokim Elohim Achayim, Zu Chatzav Elokai, Shel Oli Tzu Kesh, Zu Lasa Kesh, Hashem Berach, Im Av Goyrim, Osa Lavoid Le'el Zah. Also, you can believe in Hashem. And you believe in Hashem, and you're very serious about your... You're very serious about the relationship with Hashem. But you also believe there's another force that helps to bring the rain. So, we plow, we plant, we invest in our field, and ask Hashem, please don't bring famine. Don't bring plague to my field. Words. You think you can sow a field and grow a field? See the Hashem, but get it away. I need to get a doctor's appointment in Tel Aviv by 10 o'clock. Hashem, please, no traffic. What does that mean? That's shutfus. It's a certain level of betochen, but you're making the shutfus of Hashem. What's the correct approach? Hashem, I need to be in Tel Aviv today at 10 o'clock. And look at the fog study, how to do that. Can you please arrange? No, I know how to do it. I just need you to get out of the way. No traffic, please. We do that all the time. Look at yourself. I've got a good business deal going. I just said, please don't let them put up the interest rates anymore. Yeah, you can do it. Just that you can't do anything. You have to make your ishtadis. So it's under your nose. You have to do. We're not dealing with ishtadis now. We're dealing with putan. But we all have that kind of shutfus with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're not aware of it. You don't work on it. We're involved in loye Elohim Acharim all the time. You're a Baal Betochen, you have Betochen. You know that it's a Kodesh Baruch and a Kodesh Baruch who runs the world. I'm doing my thing and I need him to do his thing. Like 50-50, you just stay out of the way. Please take care of the traffic. No punches, no problems. I'm doing everything, you just make sure there's no problems. That's all. Yeah, we all up there. What is what food? No, I'm going to do whatever Ishtadis I need to do, but I recognize that without Hashem, I'm going nowhere. I'm going nowhere. I can't even lift up my hand. You know how you lift up your hand? Anybody explain to me how you lift up your hand? To get to Tel Aviv, you probably have to move your body slightly. Tell me how you do that. Tell me how you lift your hand. Anybody want to explain to me how you go about doing that? You have a thought in your head that you want to lift your head, and the most unbelievable chemical, electrical, physical things start taking place that lifts your head. Ever wondered how you did that? How are you going to get to Tel Aviv? You can't even lift your foot to take the first step. So you understand you need Hashem to get you. No, I have an appointment to be in Tel Aviv. I have to go to a doctor, and the doctor happens to be in Tel Aviv. So I'm going to Tel Aviv to see the doctor. Whether I get there or not, or whether I'm supposed to see the doctor, I don't know. In the world of Ishtadis, this is the world of Ishtadis. I have to make Ishtadis. I make my Ishtadis. I have an appointment at 12 o'clock to be at the doctor in Tel Aviv. That's what they told me my Ishtadis. So now, what's under my nose is how do I get to Tel Aviv? It could be, by the way, that you're not supposed to go to Tel Aviv. That you don't have an appointment in Tel Aviv. Because wants to see how you're going to handle the traffic jam and the missed appointment. Yosef, we discussed Yosef the other day, yeah or not? I don't remember. I've said it so many times since I heard it. It's like fascinating. Mentioned Friday morning, maybe. Yosef thought he knew what was going on. He had it all covered. He tells the brothers, it wasn't you that sold me. There's going to be a famine for 5 more years. And there's going to be no food. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu sent me here, to prepare food for Yaakov. Who's saving Yaakov from the 5 years of famine? Yosef. Yeah? That Yosef's got it covered. He knows exactly what's going on. How long are they going to come down for? They're coming down for 5 years, because the famine's going to last 5 years. Afterwards, they're going back to Canaan. How long do you sign a lease for? You know, in Goshen, how long did they sign the lease for? 5 years. Well, Tzarichet say you're dead, because we're going home after 5 years. Yeah, what happened? Yaakov arrives in Mitzrayim and the famine ends. Under the famine. Yaakov arrives in Mitzrayim. Oh, famine. How long did they stay in Mitzrayim? 210 years. Why? Because Hashem was busy arranging Golas Mitzrayim, which started when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim. It had nothing to do with famine. Yosef thought he had it covered. He thought he knew what was going on. Even he didn't understand what was going on. He didn't know that Golas Mitzrayim started there. Abba's coming for 5 years. I'm going to give him food. I'm saving Abba and all the Shivim Nefesh. And then I'll go back to Canaan. Hashem says, I'm working on another plan here. You keep quiet and do what you have to do and let me run my world. We don't know what's going on now. We think we know what Hashem's doing. We think we're there. How often did you think you know what was going on? You realized it wasn't it at all. By the way, I just want to finish one more sentence. If you get this right, then you have what's called the menucha of the boteach. The chagas alavavas, that the whole purpose of betochen is the menucha sanefesh. One of the ways of being a boteach with menucha sanefesh is recognizing that you don't really understand very much about what Hashem's plan for. You have to accept and do what's under your nose. Hashem wants us participating in his world. See, in the world of Ishtadlis, in the world of you do, you have to, under what's your nose now, you have to make an appointment to go see the doctor, you know, because that's what's happening now. But what's really happening? How do you know what's going on? How often did you go to a dentist, whatever, and you saw somebody there who needed you for something else or whatever, nothing to do with the toothpaste? It's happening all the time like that. To recognize, you have to do what you have to do, but what's really going on here? Hashem's got major plans going on. Tell me what's going on.
To the success is out, but then the failure
also. No, correct. Except where you have Bechira. Except in the area of Bechira, where you have Bechira, you have Bechira, you're fully responsible. Don't blame Hashem for that one. Where you have Bechira. Where you have Bechira, we don't have Bechira, and how you know the difference is not a portion. So again, I want to go into it now. But where you have Bechira, you're 100% responsible. That's called Tzavoyvesh. Without, I mean, if I'm not responsible, why am I getting punished?
Practically speaking, dealing with what's in front of us as opposed to the greater picture, knowing the greater picture is taking place, it's as simple as you get into the car in the morning. One of them is saying, Shem, please don't let anything go wrong with the car. The other one is, Shem, please let the car make the start.
I think that I have an appointment in my world of Ishtalas. I have an appointment in Tel Aviv. Please help me to get there. Everything goes okay. And you make all these standards you can. You make sure you have enough delic in the car. You make sure that you know the route. Waze is working. You make everything. You make a proper, responsible effort to get there. You know what time the bus routes are. You make sure your love card's charged. You do everything you have to do. But whether you get there or not, because who says you have an appointment in Tel Aviv? Who says? I don't know. Shem has a lot of other plans. Who knows what he wants? He wants you to sit next to someone on the bus because that person, whatever, who knows why you're going to Tel Aviv? I don't know if the bigger picture. But in your world, you have to do what you have to do. And whether you get to Tel Aviv, whether you succeed or not, there's got nothing to do with you at the end of the day. Unless it has something to do with your Bechira. When is your Bechira? I'm not going into the Sugya Bechira. Read the book and we'll discuss Bechira. After you've all read the book, we'll discuss Bechira. No one's read the book, so why should we?
Which book?
Your Texas book on Bechira. Yeah. When you've gone through the book and you understand all the insiders that you need to know, on Bechira, there's a book on Bechira.
Free will.
It's in Hebrew now as well, those of you who don't like English.
Free will.
Free will, predestination, determinism. It's got a long name. In Hebrew, it's called Bechira Chofshi. Nice and sweet. If you want the Hebrew one, I have a copy. If you want the English one, it's on the shelf. When you finish learning that, we'll look at Bechira. You guys have done the Tzmeidu Ani Loyal. It's a big sugya. It's a massive sugya. It's the only sugya you really need to know. Okay. So, that's all you are. It's all you are is Bechira. What else are you?
We should not do that book next.
No, it's too hard. No one will come.
I will. You should have run.
You know, Raya, you sit in my Gemara shi. Most guys have escaped from every read. So there you have the two dynamics. The two neshikos. The one is Anoi Hashem Elokecho. We have a deep, wonderful relationship. But without the lawyer, you haven't started the relationship. The relationship has to have these two machines. Shtei adibros harishonos hen asherish lekol mitzvos haTorah. And these two dibros, the anoich and the lawyer, are the foundations, the roots of the entire Torah. Anoich asherish le mitzvos aseh, the root of all the positive commandments is anoichi. Uchelek Hashem amekadosh esamo Yisrael. That exclusive giving over of the color to the chosen. And that's really what Kiddushin is. Tosis's lotion of Tosis. What does it mean to be Makadish a woman? Is two things. Your mind and exclusively mine. Two aspects of what's called Kiddushin. Right at the beginning of Kiddushin. I'll pay some advice that Tosis. Says that, I think it's there, says that lotion. Yesh lo isif. Ha'amud ha'yisaydi ben shnei amudim alalu, amud ha'lo yelach. Zu ha'gdoros ha'cheftza shel ha'kiddushin. Oh, he's bringing it down, he's going to bring it right now. That's what it's called. We've been to the sofa so many times, we pop into the head at the right time, and then it's the next line. Mamash right here. Good. It starts off with a negative and builds into the positive. It's not you are mine and no one else's. You are no one else's. Makadosh, I'm separating you from everything else to be mine. That's the Loshon of Kiddushin according to Tosfos, the Gemara, the Loshon de Rabbanan. So that's what's going on here. And that's our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There is nothing else. Therefore, there's just you. At the bris, we make a broch at the bris. We've mentioned this many times here. The Goyim says this. What's Kareis HaBris? It's a funny broch. No? Kareis HaBris. Bothered you ever that Loshon? The covenant is when you cut off a new, what's a covenant? Covenant is two people get together. So we call that cutting off a covenant. We cut the covenant. In English, we say you cut a deal. That's where they stole it from. Where does Karei Sabris come from? It's this year. You first cut yourself from everything else. Now you can enter into an exclusive relationship. Brishal Avram Avinu. What did Avram do? He detached himself from all the Avodah Zorah in order to have a unique, exclusive relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's exactly what it is. Isu, there's an Isu, the Soid HaYichud, is called Nituk Mimakor Tainug Acher. It's separating yourself from a pleasurable source from somewhere else. Isu Zuhu Inyan Mu'uti, Nivu Keshe Le'etzam Anusuyim. Halo ta'ase, what's the lo ta'ase, thou shalt not? Hainu prisha v'havdola, because keshe in misho achezu lo soy. Means I'm cutting myself off and I'm separating myself from the relationship from anything other than you. Zuhoi yosod v'apsis she'olav mivne kesha nisui. That's the foundation, that's the whole pillar of what marriage is about. V'ladov yipoy labinyan. Without that, you don't have a binyan. You know, the most wonderful marriage, and everything will be perfect. But if there's somebody else involved in the marriage, the Mishkin marriage, that's the whole, without that, you don't have a marriage. Ha'aseh shel nisuin ava, ach, v'sholem, v'reuz, v'nish, ishtoin, chashubim hay ma'od. No one's going to deny that the love, the warmth, the friendship, all the good things, reuz, that exist between the husband and wife, are ma'od mot chashub. No one's going to say, nah, that's not important. That's very important. But in that area, there's ups and downs. It's not always a bed of roses, you know? Those of you that are have been married for more than 3 weeks know that marriage is not just a bed of roses. Sometimes it's a little bit up and sometimes it's very a little bit down, but it never stands still for too long. There's aliyas v'yiridas. Etzem chayin esrim enim mitgoyim, but the etzem marriage is not damaged. That's wired into the system, but you haven't You haven't blown the marriage out of the water. Lumazrais ishmiras halotase. When you're not keeping the law, when you go outside and you look for relationships elsewhere, God forbid, you've been oik of the foundations. That's not just an up and a down. That's the opposite of what marriage is. The marriage is finished. Marriage is the marshal. And the nimshel is our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hadveikus b'Kodesh Baruch Hu hi mechus ha-Yehudi. Ha'ava la-Shem hi tivit she-nishmas ha-Yehudi. Chutzpah mitachas kisei ha-Kovod. The etzem love that a Jew has for Kodesh Baruch Hu is natural because it comes from the same place. U'chelek alokai mimal. U'nechsefes l'mekoyer l'Kodesh Baruch Hu she-chochu mamtakim v'kulu machmodim. He's bound into that awesome, beautiful world. Ulam kadesha keshazu ye amiti, iten a mutzak, mutzak. For this relationship to be genuine, firm, set in concrete, yesh li zayim yalota say you have to be careful of the love. Lo ye Elohim acherim, ein le petach keshazu los chaim Elohim Hashem, ein li psul achutza. Let's go look outside. We'll see what that means practically. What are you going to do? You're going to start davening to a stone in the Congo to see what this means. Where's the love in our relationship with Hashem? Lalan is via Samashmois Hamaisis Shenozoruzu. We have to go and see how practically this expresses itself in real life. That's the sod, that's the principle. Anoichi is the one Nashika, Loye is the second Nashika. Without the second one, you can't have the first one. It's just not shy. If you don't have the law yet, then the marriage doesn't get off the ground. How does that express itself in marriage? You don't need to go into details. We all know. How does that express itself in our relationship with Hashem? It's Hashem that we'll discuss tomorrow. Mm-hmm.